It's Thursday of the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. The better to celebrate this mystery of the Word of God made man for love of us, it is necessary to make some preparation. Then we shall be able to derive real spiritual benefit from the Feast of the Nativity. We can prepare our minds for the celebration of this great mystery by meditating on the infinite goodness of God, who was so moved by compassion for our misery that he came down from heaven and became an infant, whimpering on a bed of straw in a manger. He offered his first sufferings for our sakes, even as he later offered himself on the cross as a victim for our redemption. This meditation should elicit from us an act of profound humility. If God so abased himself, how can such sinful and ungrateful creatures as we are carry ourselves proudly and boastfully in the presence of God and of men? This humble act of adoration on the part of our intellect should be accompanied by an act of heartfelt love. If we do not love Jesus, whom else are we capable of loving? He alone is worthy of all our affection. Only he can satisfy the desire of our heart. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. The word Veni is constantly on the lips of the Church throughout the entire season of Advent, yet from December 17th to December 23rd in particular, the O Antiphons at Vespers teach us how near is the coming of the Messiah into our souls, and tells us also his unique qualities. They give expression to our love as we await his coming into us at Christmas. O Wisdom, O Adonai, O Root of Jesse, O King of David, O Dayspring, O King of the Gentiles, O Emmanuel. These are all exclamations before the Word who is becoming flesh. Each antiphon, in making us call on the Messiah, teaches us one of his prerogatives, or one of his glorious titles. Thus, in these antiphons, the Church begins by reminding us of the majesty, the greatness of him who comes to save us. He who created the world, he who holds the world in his hand, it is he who lowers himself, who makes himself nothing in order to redeem us. In spite of our misery, in spite of our sins, he took pity on us. After this exclamation, the Church expresses her desire, a deep and burning desire, to see our Lord, to hear him, to contemplate him. Thus these antiphons are at once a vibrant appeal for the coming of the Messiah and a song of admiration at the sight of the mystery of the Incarnation. Each year we want to renew this ardent appeal. We want to manifest with perseverance our desire to see our Lord apply to our souls the merits which he acquired in coming into this world to redeem us. Oh yes, Lord, still today, I beg of thee, come to save us, come to redeem us, come to deliver us.